This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. On an Oak Cliff street near the iconic Texas Theater stands a colorful tree trunk-like structure with a hand on top. The 17.5-foot sculpture's only been there a few weeks and was officially dedicated this month. The tall mosaic artwork peers out over West Jefferson Boulevard thanks to an eye in the palm of its hand. At the base of the sculpture, tiles spell, "My hands respect the things you have made," and it all grew from ideas made by 24 high schoolers from Adamson, Sunset, and Booker T. Washington, among others.
The hand, we got together as a group, and we tried to incorporate everyone's ideas into one totem pole.
Hope Trevino is a 19-year-old graduate of Dallas Khan Academy. She helped design and construct the work.
It came from the Let Me Walk in Beauty. That's everything comes from this Indian prayer.
The Indian prayer idea came from Karen Blessin, a co-founder of the nonprofit 29 Pieces. Blessin's a former Dallas Morning News artist. She helped create the group built on a philosophy of nonviolence. The organization's designed to inspire, teach, and at times employ kids to create public art for the city Blessin loves.
And so the vision of this organization is to turn Dallas into a city of sculpture. The 29 pieces refers to 29 pieces of sculpture that are inspired by phrases from the world's visionaries and mystics and poets. And they're all about, they're about love.
The Oak Cliff Totem is the organization's first finished work and was more than a year in the making. The teens first heard about 29 pieces in school, where their teachers recommended they get involved. And in the case of then-senior Richard Rodriguez, that didn't necessarily mean an art teacher.
It's actually in my algebra class.
Rodriguez sorts through mosaic tiles in the Oak Cliff studio.
They had seen that I was drawing on my folder, and when my teacher just signed me up, she's like, "You're like this program," so I gave it a shot.
Rodriguez and his young colleagues drew preliminary sketches, and with help from visiting artists and teachers, landed on a final design. Veteran mosaic sculptor Julie Ritchie worked with them and says they've learned more than just artistic techniques.
They get to see a project from conception to realization. That's a rare thing for a student of this age to be able to participate in and see how much work it is to get city approval, get engineering drawings, fundraise, thank the sponsors.
One of those sponsors is real estate investor Craig Schenkel, who helped raise money for the effort. The project appealed to him because it brought together kids from neighborhood schools who share his love of community.
I always say the only thing I knew about art was that it was easy to spell, and you know, other than that, I knew nothing. But I've learned so much through these kids. It's been pretty cool.
The students working on this project thought the eye on top of the sculpture was pretty cool, too. That idea came from a collage by 18-year-old Maria Patino.
Well, I like really colorful things and eyes, so instead of I crying sadness, it's crying beautiful, colorful tears, and then there's plants growing up and spreading.
In the sculpture, that eye's planted in the palm of a hand. Maria has since graduated from Adamson High and is now a college art major.
I love art. It's very calming to me. It's like I'm at peace when I'm creating things with my hands.
Maria and her young public sculpture colleagues are barely out of high school, but they've already created a lasting legacy. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.